officially, of course, part of the old Yugoslavia under Tito. Well, having rid themselves of this communist past, both were left with something of a marked superiority complex, if you like, because of the following. Well, first of all, from the very beginning, stable, prosperous countries were formed out of the new democracies. Indeed, Slovenia, since the end of communist rule, has easily been the richest post-communist country in the area. Furthermore, of course, bringing us right up to the present, both of them are members of the EU and NATO. And significantly, both of them want to introduce or adopt the euro as their currency by 2007. And in both cases, this would seem to be a far more realistic target than is Hungary's of introducing the euro by 2010 at the present moment in time. Well, the point that I really would like to get to now is the fact that Slovenia, despite being so rich, relatively speaking, wants to copy Estonia. Well, why is this, and who's behind it? Well, the person at the top, the Prime Minister of Slovenia, Mr. Janez Janša, has visited Estonia, and he thinks it's high time that Slovenia adopted a number of measures in order to follow Estonia. Because, as I said before, Estonia can now boast Europe's fastest rate of growth. Indeed, in the latest quarter, it recorded 9.9% year-on-year GDP growth, easily the biggest and fastest in Europe, and something that a rate that China would be proud of too. Well, what are these attractions that Mr. Janša has pointed out recently? Well, first of all, let's look at the taxation question. Estonia introduced a flat tax of 24% on both personal and corporate income. This, of course, is a very interesting development across Europe, indeed internationally, the whole question of a flat tax. As you are probably all aware, Slovakia has done the same. Now, connected with tax itself, I'd like to draw your attention to the actual filing of annual tax returns. Now, in Estonia's case, 80% of the local population file an annual tax return online. And this, as you would imagine, only takes a few minutes. Furthermore, the tax return itself is processed in a matter of some 5 days, a very short period of time, particularly in a post-communist state. Now, moving on, I'd like to highlight the economic situation in Estonia that Mr. Janša has referred to. Well, with the end of Soviet rule in Estonia, Estonia effectively started from scratch and basically adopted economic openness. It really meant that Estonia did away with the public sector, privatized everything, and refused to support or bail out any wobbly or basically unprofitable institutions in the country. What's more, a lot of foreign investment came into the country, and indeed, a lot of foreign ownership of business. And this, of course, has helped to boost the economic performance since that time. The next area outlined by Mr. Janser is public administration. As far as public administration is concerned, we can really use two catchwords. One would be e-government, and the second, simplicity. Estonia has gone very much down the road of Singapore, among other countries and states in the world, of really introducing e-government, which really means that a lot of the bureaucracy has gone out of government and a lot of procedures have been simplified. This is appealing to local businessmen and foreign investors, of course. Another interesting area is education. We can see today that in Estonia there are a whole array of private institutions. And these institutions, of varying quality, it must be said, have attracted a lot of foreign students, particularly Asians. Indeed, it should be pointed out that many, indeed the majority of these institutions, use English as the language of instruction. Well, for all these reasons, Mr. Janser believes that Slovenia could learn a lot and indeed accelerate its rate of growth. Because despite holding the title of Eastern Europe's richest state for so long, it can be seen that the rest of Eastern Europe is catching up with Slovenia in terms of growth. And what's more, of course, in the case of Estonia, we can see growth of a much faster pace. So, for all those reasons outlined and used as arguments by the Slovene Prime Minister, we can say that Slovenia would like to adopt the Estonian approach in order to stay ahead and stay competitive in future. Thank you very much for your attention.